Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. Sid got tangled up in a bush, said Toad, so I jumped on his tail and he let it go. Sitting down, they broke the chocolate into 5 pieces and shared it out.
Where were we in the story, said Bat, I forget.
We were, said Owl, passing the lemonade, at the bit where we put less value on earthly possessions than on spiritual ones. Has it occurred to you that, apart from a chocolate biscuit, Sid probably hasn't eaten for days?
He could have asked, said Rat.
He didn't have to steal it, said Toad.
He doesn't know any better, said Owl.
Captain Beaky took off his hat and held it out.
Let's put back the bits we haven't nibbled, and I'll leave them outside. If I give you mine, will I go to heaven? Asked Bat.
Oh, yes, said Rat, I can see it all now. Who have we got here today? Asks God. Batty Bat, says Jesus. He gave up eating a piece of chocolate.
Really, says God, does this mean we're letting just anybody in now? Oh, all right, said Bat, he can have half.
And after taking a bite, he dropped a small piece into the hat. Captain Beaky took the hat outside and gave a piercing whistle. Cupping his hands, he shouted, come back, Sid, there's some chocolate here for you. They all listened but heard no reply. Timid Toad picked up the telescope and peered into the darkness. Not a sign of him.
Leave it outside, said Owl, and we'll see if he comes for it.
Shall we leave some lemonade for him as well, said Toad.
No, said Owl, taking another drink from the bottle. There's plenty of water in the river if he's thirsty.
Is that what is called being half good, said Captain Beaky. You know, chocolate but no lemonade.
Owl handed the bottle to Captain Beaky. Put half a bottle of lemonade outside, he said, and uncorking another one, he passed it round.
You're being very generous with my lemonade, said Captain Beaky, as he put the bottle beside Sid's share of the chocolate.
I expect they're making a note of it up in heaven, said Rat.
Now, said Owl, while we are having our biscuits and lemonade, I'll get on to the next part of the story.
It's very long, said Batty Bat. I keep forgetting bits.
Then I'll remind you, said Owl, in very simple words that even a bat can understand. God made the world and put people on it, but the people didn't appreciate the world and were cruel to each other and generally made a mess of things. Although they believed in God, they really didn't pay much attention to him, so he sent his son down to remind them, and those who heard Jesus' words and recognized the truth in them were sorry about their sins and tried to do better, but lots of others didn't believe he was who he said he was. Despite all the miracles.
Rather like us doing good things in the woods, said Captain Beaky. Not everyone in the woods is pleased to see us.
True, said Owl, and what's more, doing good is a great responsibility because everyone's waiting for you to make a mistake.
Like banging our sticks on the biscuit tin, said Rat.
One mistake, said Owl, and everyone remembers it.
Except me, said Bat, I'd forgotten.
Now, the next part of the story is very sad, said Owl, because Jesus knew that lots of powerful people thought that he was becoming too important and they wanted him out of the way, and he knew he was going to be killed.
Well, if he knew, said Toad, why didn't he run away?
Because he was very brave, said Owl, and he knew that if he appeared in front of his friends after he died, then everyone who heard about it would realise that death isn't the end of everything. They would understand that what he meant when he told them about life forever, especially for those who had led a good life. Now, that doesn't mean that they had to be as good as Jesus, but they had to do their best.
I hope God knows I do my best, said Rat anxiously.
I always mention you in my prayers, said Toad. I always tell God that you are doing your best, and it's not your fault you keep getting into trouble and fighting everyone.
Leave me out of your prayers, said Rat. God's bound to get hold of the wrong end of the stick the way you explain things.
What is very clear to me, said Captain Beaky, is that it must have been a terrible responsibility for Jesus to be the Son of God.
It was, said Owl,
and he was very worried about it because he always knew what was going to happen before it did.
I wondered about that, said Rat. How did he know?
He was in contact with God, said Owl.
Well, said Bat, how did God know what would happen before it did?
Because, said Owl, God can look down and see farther than anyone else.
You mean, said Bat, rather like me being at the top of a tree when someone's coming down the path towards you and you can't see them, but I can. And when I tell you, you know about it before they appear.
For once, said Owl, you are absolutely right.
And Bat was so pleased that he leapt up and down, flapping his wings, shouting, Yippee! Got it!
Now, said Owl, while the soldiers searched the countryside for Jesus, he and his 12 friends were staying in a house in a town called Jerusalem. And one evening, as they were all sitting around a big wooden table, eating bread and drinking wine and talking, Jesus said to them, This will be our last supper together, because tonight one of you will hand me over to the soldiers. There was silence at the table, and then they all asked at once, Who would do such a thing? But Jesus wouldn't say.
And while the others were busy talking to each other, Jesus turned to his friend Peter and said quietly,
Before the cock has crowed twice tonight, you will say three times that you don't know me. And Peter shook his head and said that he would rather die than pretend not to know Jesus. And when they had finished the bread and wine, Jesus said, Let's go for a walk. And he took them to the gates of a lovely garden called Gethsemane, and he told them to wait while he went in to pray.